Hello and welcome to another episode of the Full Force Weekly, brought to you by GeneralsJoesReborn.com with me as your host, Christopher McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. For today's episode, I'm joined by the awesome Patrick Not Picard Stewart. In this regular video series, we round up all the week's news in the world of G.I. Joe. What is it, Pat?
It's the Full Force Weekly.
Hey, yes it is. How are you doing, my good man?
Doing all right. How about yourself?
Yeah, not bad. Not bad. Weird week. I don't know about how yours was, but yeah, mine was weird. Mine was just like all over the place. We had an interesting evening yesterday where we had an electrician come in and try and run a cable from our kitchen through the wall down into the basement and into our, our electrical panel. And what he found was that it was just brick as far as the eye could see that he had to drill through. So last night there was this pile of like brick and rubble on the floor in our basement. It was just crazy pants. But yeah, got it all sorted. It was a late night, but yeah, I'm banging on with it. How was your week?
Not that crazy. It was just a lot of rain again. I'm really tired of the rain.
Yeah, it's been raining this morning, actually. It was nice yesterday. Damn, what's going on?
Yeah, I mean, I went out the other day on Wednesday, and the Google told me that it'd be sunny and 80 degrees, and it was until I got, like, 20 minutes down the road, and then it was, crackly hurricane. My phone's going off because of tornado warnings.
It was, oh, no!
Yeah, it was just I'm tired of the rain. I'm very tired of this weather.
Yeah, it grinds you down after a while, doesn't it? But don't worry, soon it'll be hotter than the sun every day, and we'll be complaining about that as well. Anyway, hope everyone in the chat is doing well. Welcome all our full forces, our double effers. How was your week? Let us know in the comments. And how's your weekend going? I know it's very early in the weekend for most people, but let us know. Is it looking good? Let us know. Anyway, lots to get through. We have actually got quite a lot to get through this week. We've had Super 7 news, quite a lot of Super 7 updates. We have had classified bits to talk about, comics news. And in fact, let's start with comics news because there's some really intriguing things happening with that. So let's get into it. Yes, Cobra Commander issue 4 dropped, the penultimate issue in the miniseries for the Cobra Commander, at least, dropped in the week, and it was another belter. Lots of spoilers in this one, so I'm not going to get into it, but as you can see, Nemesis hasn't actually been named yet, by the way. I'm going to say Nemesis Enforcer just because it upsets Pat when I say Nemesis Immortal. Nemesis Enforcer there just kind of staring him down. But last we left these, obviously the Dreadnoughts were having a bit of a fight with Nemesis Immortal, sorry, Enforcer, and it kind of got a little bit crazy, and Cobra Commander basically slinks away and finds something, but I'm not going to say what it is if you haven't read it yet. But anyway, it's an absolute beauty of an issue, and it kind of sets up a very intriguing final miniseries issue of Cobra Commander. And yeah, I've been loving this comic so far, Pat. How far into this are you? Have you read a couple of these issues at least? I can't remember where you were with Cobra Commander.
I think I have only really read the first one. I've bought a few of them.
It's a good
I'm
one.
I'm already guilty of getting behind on issues, but then being in the comic shop for a different issue.
Yeah, yeah.
And then going ahead and just buying the other cover because I can't remember
if I've yeah, that's,
purchased
that...
it.
Do you think that's a marketing ploy? Do you think that by doing so many different variant covers, they confuse you into buying more?
Maybe. I mean, I doubt it, but because that'd be a lot of reprinting for the off chance that somebody's both in the comic shop buying that title and somehow hasn't read it.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I do feel, though, that there are so many variant covers at the moment. Speaking of variant covers, though, a new one has popped up. Yes, this is, I think, Jason Howard, for Cobra Commander issue 2, which got a reprint because it's been so ruddy, like phenomenally ridiculously successful so far already and popular. So they get, we get this beauty of Ripper on there. And Ripper actually is quite prominent in the last, in the most recent issue. So that's cool to see. A very good classified figure as well. I have to say, one, an absolute beaut. Actually, I'm looking at him right now. He is almost, he's up there with one of my faves actually, so far in the line. Just such a good figure, isn't it? That classified one that they have obviously taken a lot of inspiration for the figure, the character in the comic as well.
Yeah, I really like what they did with the iDeco, giving him that bit of a what was it? Last Action Hero, the villain from that, the way that it,
yes, it is I. Yeah. Oh my god, I forget the guy's name. But yeah, I know exactly Charles what you mean. Vance. That's it. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, what a movie. Future Fortra Maximus says, morning, double Fers. I'm an electrician and I love brick. Yeah, I can imagine, but it was absolutely, it was a battle. Poor bugger. I felt really bad for the guy, honestly. He was here for like 4 hours. It was crazy. It might have been longer than that, actually. But it was, yeah, it was nuts. Just say Nemesis, save the extra word and frustration. Thank you, Yorktown Joe. I might do that from now on. Yeah, Nemesis. Yeah, I'll just do that. That's actually a very easy thing to remember. Anyway, yeah. It is your job to read them all, Pat, says RKW. He's whatever. He didn't care. He ain't getting fired, is he? Let's face it. We should get a Full Force comic book club. That's actually quite fun, Pass. We should definitely do that. Start seeing if we can sneak the Talking Joe guys on as well. Anyway, yeah, so there's your Cobra Commander issue 2 variant cover for the reprint coming very soon, which is pretty awesome as well. Now, we also got some pretty cool solicits this week, including issue 308. I won't go into too much depth and detail with these, just in case you guys don't want spoilers, which is totally fine. So we won't read the text, but if you want to, the text is there to be read. And you can read a little synopsis of what is going on in each of these issues. But I'll just focus on some of the kind of covers on these. We've got a Spirit and Storm Shadow one down there, which looks pretty nice as well. And, of course, you've got this kind of new threat from Cobra, looking very nasty indeed. Again, I won't go into too much detail with that, but they look good. Then also, we have solicits for Scarlet and Destro issue 2s. So obviously these dropped, or the information for these dropped quite a while back now. And we had, I think, previews for both issues as well, which Pat and I talked through. But again, there's a little bit more synopsis in these. And again, read ahead at your peril. There are a few spoilers in there as to the storyline. But they've cut some of it out, which is nice. And I will just point out the fact that it's pretty obviously the twins involved in Destro there. But the way they're involved, if you read the synopsis, is actually quite interesting. I quite like what's going on there. So I'm not going to spoil it for anyone. If you want to read it, you can. But those covers are pretty gnarly, don't they, Pat? I quite like some of those.
Yeah, I got to look at the art for Classified Scarlet again, because the lighting on that one's kind of reminding me of it for some reason.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, like you mean the first one or the retro one?
The first one, the largest one.
No, the first. Sport. I mean the first Classified Scarlet or the retro Classified Scarlet.
Oh, I was getting confused what you meant. The first class one.
Okay.
I think it was the lighting of the package, or maybe the colors used. I can't remember. I don't know what that's reminding me of.
It's pretty decent though. I quite like it. I like how she's holding the sword. Very nice. I'm really intrigued in how the twins are incorporated into this one, and I'm excited to see how that Destro storyline progresses. That would be really cool. Okay, so anyway, they'd be out, I think, July 3rd for Scarlet and July 17th for Destro. So I think Scarlet comes out late June, the first issue, and I also think Destro might be either late June or early July, but they're kind of staggered on their release, so you're kind of getting like a, in the same way that we got Duke and Cobra Commander sort of staggered, we're going to get Scarlet and Destro. And hopefully there'll be some intertwining themes going on throughout those issues as well. Because that's something I must admit hasn't really happened with Duke and Cobra Commander. They've been very separate. You don't really know if they're actually happening at the same time or if the Cobra Commander one is a little bit older. Do you know what I mean? Like, you can't really tell where they are in the timeline. Yeah. And I'm quite interested to see if there is going to be like a connective tissue sort of thing going on, which, spoiler alert, there might be. If you read the latest issue of Cobra Commander, there might be a moment where those two issues might connect in some way, shape, or form. Mark says, it looks like Scarlet has a big earlobe hoop on the first cover, which is a bit different. Oh, yeah, it does. Like a little, like this elongated earlobe with the little hole, like hoop in it. That's really weird. I didn't even notice that at first. Mark, how did you even see that? You're just looking at earlobes, aren't you? That'll be your fetish.
It'll turn out. Yeah, I think you may be right.
Yeah, what interesting little design vibe they've got going on there. That's really cool. Grant says...
never mind.
So go on, Pat. What are you going to say?
I was going to say, I also kind of want a picture, like, looking at Destro with the reflection that's normally a Cobra Commander thing. Now I just want a cover of, like, him in Cobra Commander and, like, that infinite reflection.
Yeah, because they kind of did that with Buzz's glasses in Cobra Commander on a recent cover, didn't they? And they had... It went on for ages. Like, you could, you know, until it got really small that you just couldn't really see it. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
I don't remember that.
That would be fun. I think it was, like, issue 3, I think, one of the covers. It's basically Cobra Commander's helmet looking at it and then Buzzer...
There's so many covers, to be honest. I haven't been paying attention to all of those either.
Oh, God, there's so many, mate. Grant says, I'm pretty sure that Storm Shadow will be the antagonist in Scarlet's series. That would be kind of awesome, actually, wouldn't it? They do mention someone is involved as the character involved in that issue. So, yeah, that would be really cool if it was Storm Shadow. Yes, Mark, I'm not going to say that because that obviously is what I was alluding to in the Cobra Commander issue. So I'm not going to give anything away for anybody necessarily right now. Right. I think that's... Oh, no, one more. Void Rivals as well. And I put this one on because I thought Pat might be excited to see Springer on the cover of that Void Rivals issue. I was. I love Springer. Are you a Springer fan?
I'm a fan of most of these characters, so yes.
I can't remember. I had a conversation with someone once that said they didn't like Springer, and I can't remember who it was. And then I had a very, my heart sank then as I was saying that I thought, I bet it was Pat.
No,
but no, it wasn't.
I do, but my brother didn't. Like, growing up, he'd always get annoyed.
Was that Springer. The conversation we had?
That might have been the conversation we had, was that my brother was not a fan of Springer.
The toy was a bit clunky, but I did, as in terms of, like, you know, a character, I thought it was super cool. I remember getting that figure based on the film actually as well. Like, I was really excited to get Springer. And the fact he was a triple changer, although some of the triple changes, I did think, like, they're stretching it that a bit. That third transformation is a bit of a stretch. But I mean, well, yeah.
When you're both an aircraft and an aircraft carrier, it's a little hard to explain.
Just land on yourself, mate. Just friggin' land on yourself. Anyway, that is I was going to say all of the comics news this week. Probably not. And Mark will probably point out some other stuff that we've missed out. But that's pretty much it for this week. Now, moving on, Pat. And we have got... I think it's Super 7 next.
It is, yes.
Good. It's a good job I planned this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Completely forgot, actually, that it was Super 7. But anyway, Super 7 have been busy, or at least leaks have been kicking off, in that we have not just not just the SDCC Ultimate G.I. Joe release, but I think all of the SDCC Ultimate releases for 2024 were leaked, including, I think, a Michelangelo pizza-making kind of chef Michelangelo, which is quite cute, Ghost Groon for Thundercats, an Invisible Sheila, which I thought was quite cool, for Dungeons & Dragons. Did you see that one?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Yeah,
And
because
is that a Hasbro one?
It's Super 7. It's Super 7's
Oh, Super
Ultimates.
7, I'm sorry.
It's Super 7's Ultimates leaks.
Okay.
And the Invisible Sheila one was really fun because I remember we were talking about that and we were saying guaranteed there's going to be a transparent Sheila done in that line. And lo and behold, we're getting it for SDCC. So yeah, but anyway, Zartan Ultimates was revealed or leaked. And shows basically some. It's basically the same figure as the Wave 4 release very recently, but has a different deco and different accessories to a degree. A number of new accessories, I should say, and some others taken out. Now, we were kind of contemplating whether the leak might have or might not have color-changing skin. We'll talk about that in a second, but we don't know yet. So obviously more information will have to kind of come. We know that it's a soft goods cape, which is kind of cool. And yeah, and that's pretty much it so far. As well as that, we had Entertainment Earth pop up some pre-orders for those three or the next wave of reaction figures, the three of Snow Serpent, Sunbow, Red Jackal, and Sabretooth. So they are now up for pre-order, and we have more promo images of those figures as well, which is pretty cool. So let's start with Zartan here, buddy. First off, what were your thoughts when you found out about this? Were you kind of excited, or did you just kind of feel like, well, it's Zartan? I mean, what do you feel?
Honestly, probably my knee-jerk reaction's probably this similar to other people. It just seems very similar to the one that's already out. And so, I'm wondering how well this is going to sell. I'm hoping for their sake that it does. But I don't know. I don't know how well this one will sell compared to the other one.
It seems like a bit of an odd choice for an SDCC exclusive, doesn't it? Because I mean, you look at the lineup of those figures that were released, and obviously, yeah, Groon is a same figure, but like there's an element to it where it's like, it's kind of transparent and fancy kind of plastic, right? And then you've got Sheila, who's invisible, and that makes sense. It's like a transparent version of that figure. Like, I get it. And it's a great way to do that, those kind of figures, like a complete redo of the same figure, like redeco completely. And then you've got Mikey, which is like probably the same figure, but you've got all the different kind of bits and pieces on him, like to make him like a little chef, kind of pizza chef kind of thing, which is kind of cute. I get that, right? But with Zartan, I sort of feel like, yeah, the differences are so minor in on the figure specifically. Like the deco, we'll look at a little bit later on. In fact, yeah, we'll just run through. Well, yeah, I'll get to that in a second. But the deco doesn't seem as drastic a change, and it kind of feels to me like, when we had three Zartans in the classified series, I got to the retro one and I'm like, why have we got a retro Zartan? We've got Master of Disguise, we've got the regular classified. It's like, did we need another one? I mean, you might think we might have done, but like some, other people might have thought that. Did you think we need another classified Zartan? I
Be
didn't.
honest, I kind of forgot that we got another classified Zartan. I've still never seen that figure
No.
anywhere.
No, him and Storm Shadow came out at the same time, didn't they? And I haven't seen either of those anywhere. I got them direct from like Pulse, I think.
Yeah, I have a feeling that those are going to be popping up shortly at Ross, but
Yeah, or Ollie's.
or Ollie's. Yeah, but
Rollies.
I don't know. I don't know why. I don't know why they did so many of it. It just seems like maybe that tooling was so specific to Zartan that it wasn't doing anything, so maybe it was just easy to put that out.
Mark says, my initial reaction was, why do people keep posting this? Hasn't it been out already? Yeah, it does. I mean, it does definitely feel that way. B says, for classified, I'd say retro looks the best. RKW agrees. I don't have anything against it. I just didn't think it was necessary, I think is my feeling toward it. Like, or maybe like if it was a necessity, let's have it further down the line. But again, it was in that retro period where I think they thought they were, that was it at that point. Like we're going to get Crimson Garden Snake Eyes last, and then that'll be the run of retro figures. So it was kind of like, eh, do you know what I mean? Like, so anyway. Oh, brilliant. Look who's here. Oh no, not Derek Holland. Sorry, Derek, you as well. Zartan, thank you so much for the super chat. And he said, give the people what they want. All Zartan, all the time. Zartan sells merch. You would say that, Zartan, wouldn't you? I still don't know who Zartan is, by the way. If it is really Zartan, then I love this figure, and I think it's one of the best figures ever made. Yeah, would you agree, Pat? Because it's Zartan?
And he... I guess so. I mean, maybe Zartan's name changes as he becomes other people and joins the chat.
Anyway, thank you so much for the super chat, whoever you are. Oh my goodness, Jedi Ben still has them on order at Walmart that they won't cancel. That's crazy.
Wow.
Although, again, I think I've heard that story from a lot of people with Zartan and Storm Shadow. Like, I think a lot of people have still got them on pre-order at Walmart. Crazy. Anyway, for those joining, this is the SDCC Super 7 Ultimates 2024 G.I. Joe release. Zartan, obviously, as he appears in the jungle trap. And as you can see here, he comes with that soft goods cape, the flute, the snake in a basket, which is actually a camera, and the mind control cobra tiara, which I've called it that. That isn't the official name, but I just think it's quite cute and it's quite funny that it's a tiara. And as you can see, it's there under one, I believe, of a new head sculpt for Zartan that they've thrown in as well. So it gets another head on this figure. So there's another incentive, and it's a smirking face, the top right one. And that's one that I have to admit, I remember when the Wave 4 one came out and everyone was mentioning, like, how come we don't have a Zartan where he's kind of got a smile or a smirk? Because that's what you tend to see him do in the Sumbo cartoon. And lo and behold, it looks like we have one now. So he's got a very neutral face. And then the other two were quite open-mouthed. And then this one is like a new one. We'll look at the comparison as well in a second. There you go. So as you can see, it's not the same heads. It's the same neutral default head that Zartan's got. And then if you look at the next one, it's the same screaming open mouth one. But then if you look at the next one, as you can see, it's kind of like a slightly open mouth one on the left and a smirking one on the right. So as you can see, there will be another head with that Zartan. Do you think that's enough, Pat, or do you think it needed more doing to it?
I don't know. I almost wonder if they could have gone with a different color change gimmick on the pads maybe this time. I personally don't think this is quite enough, because most of the time the people are going to be enjoying these. It's going to be on a shelf indoors.
Yeah.
I took my Zartan outside, by the way. I think I sent you a video. I don't know if you watched that.
I did, yeah. Loved it.
And it's great. I had taken him out on like the day that he arrived, and it was cloudy and overcast, and I stood out there and it's like, well, kind of changed. But then I threw him like inside a coat pocket on a day that was like sunny but still kind of cool.
Yeah.
Walked outside, pulled him out, and bam, it changed so fast. I thought, okay, I'm going to take a video of this. I threw him in my pocket for a little while so that it would wear off, and then shot it. What was that video? Like 5 to 10 seconds long, and he changes completely blue.
Yeah.
It's a good effect. And but I guess that doesn't really pertain to the San Diego one.
We don't know, I guess, do we? But like, it's very likely, I think, that it won't be color change, right? We agree.
Yeah, I can't imagine it having that feature and it having these additional new accessories. But at the same time, do you know what
would have been really cool, mate? Do you know what I think would have been a really cool thing to do with this Zartan? Would have been to do a, you know how he does in the comic? There's that kind of, is it the Kirby Crackle or whatever they call it? Where it's got that kind of black, and it's like as he's phasing, there's like a little
The Kirby dots, yeah.
Yeah, and they do like, it's like this really interesting like pattern where it's like, you see it a lot in that issue with Ripcord and him, where they're kind of phasing back, where he's phasing back and forth as Ripcord. Yeah. And I could just imagine how cool it would have been to do like, I'm not saying you do like the other half Ripcord, but maybe you kind of like have the effect cutting across half of the body, like a diagonal, and then have one underneath kind of like decoed in camouflage or something. And, you know, do you know what I mean? Something like that, where you've got like something going on, some change happening. But when you put it under the hood, you don't see it because the cape is covering everything. So you get away with having two things like going on with the figure. I think that would have been really nice, like doing some sort of really cool, like half phasing effect, I think would have been fun.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, that could have been really cool. They could have done something. So you're thinking like the phasing and maybe have it, part of him be permanently blue or permanently another color.
That would have been good. Yeah.
The diagonal down or something.
That could work. Sort of like Mystique style when she's changing. Yeah. But I was thinking like you could have it. So you know how when he does that phase, he literally turns into somebody else, doesn't he? So you could have another figure. Like his torso fits to the waist and the legs of a different character or something. And then you just have it so that the diagonal cuts, you know, like in a certain way where the parts join. So you have like a different figure underneath possibly. Or, like I said before, like you could keep it simple and just have the phasing effect cutting across his body. And you, like you've done, like you said, top half blue, bottom half regular. That would be kind of fun as well. Yeah, that'd be really neat. What are you guys talking about, says Zoran. We're talking about how much fun it would have been to have done a little bit more deco-wise, or even with the figure itself, for the SDCC exclusive leak here on the right-hand side. But having said that, you look at it, if you break it down, there are a number of different things here. Now, they've actually removed one of the hands, which is one that holds the rifle at the barrel end, obviously because of the rifle isn't in there on this particular version. They don't have the stopwatch and the bomb from Countdown to Zartan, and it's missing one of the pistols and technically one of the head sculpts. So you end up on the new side with the cloak, the flute, the snake in a basket, and the kind of Cobra mind control tiara and a new head sculpt. So there's definitely new things in here that make it kind of, you know, different. But I was, you know, I think it's the fact that we're looking at the figures and the figures look so similar. And I mean, I personally, getting these, I would have that cloak on all the time anyway, so it's different 100% anyway. But I don't know. It's interesting, but it's not, I definitely wouldn't, this one didn't buzz my berries as much as some of the other SDCC exclusives they've done. Anyway, I mean, how else would you have put this one out, Pat, if you wanted to do a Zartan from this particular episode? Because I think SDCC is probably one of the only places you could do it.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of raises the question of whether or not it's worth them just doing supplemental accessory sets, I guess, too.
Yeah. Because
they could kind of do that, maybe as an incentive, because, you know, they've done accessory sets that are just kind of repaints of existing things.
That makes a lot of sense.
But if they were just like, hey, here's a few accessories for a figure that you already have, or if these had been an incentive for the wave that included Zartan.
Yeah. Mate,
yeah.
Imagine that. If they'd have put the cloak, the snake in the basket, the flute, the tiara, and a different head sculpt as a supplementary accessory pack, as they have done, but with different things, like you say, things they've already repainted or what have and what have you and thrown in there, that would incentivize so many sales. And effectively, you then have that Zartan figure, and you've got multiple kind of things that you can do with it. So you might even force a few people to seek out another Zartan figure. Do you know what I mean? As well, like who might want to have regular Zartan out, but also have one Zartan dressed in the disguise. I think that's a really good idea, actually. And it's interesting that I suppose the accessory pack, it's an easy thing for them to do, isn't it? In order to incentivize, but it's also not, I don't think it's something that everyone like desperately necessarily needs as such.
So yeah.
That might be one of those ones where you're like, oh, that's cool. Like you could have had in that wave with Roadblock or Gung Ho or whatever one that wasn't the Zartan one, you could have had a chef's hat from the episode Let's Play Soldier that could have gone on Gung Ho's head. So like there's those kind of things that you could have like done supplementary sets that have homage accessories that people would want, you know, rather than maybe some stuff that was just repainted backpacks and stuff.
Yeah, I've wondered how that actually looks on sales, because sometimes with I mean, they do that a lot with Hot Toys, but they were doing it for a while with Transformers Masterpiece.
Yeah.
And I think after a while with Masterpiece, they started gravitating toward things that didn't actually interact with the figure. Things like coins and mini pewter figures, because I wonder how much it felt to some people, because it certainly did to me, that the figure was incomplete without those.
Yeah.
So I wonder if it was causing the sales to nosedive after the opportunity to get that additional item was gone.
It's very possible. Yeah, but it'd be interesting. Yeah, I obviously that stuff we're never gonna see, is it? But or you know, you might see like in 10 years' time when the Toy Wars 5 book comes out or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you're right. Like you wonder if that does pay like play a part in it. You know, and their kind of decision making on these things.
Yeah.
Steve says, how about a chase variant, Zartan, or option to have a deluxe with everything for more money? That is actually another good point there, Steve. I just think like when they do these things, they have a line plan and they have a budget set out for specific kind of spots and zones and areas and stuff. So I think that all these ideas that we're coming up with have to be ideas that are made early in the process rather than like, you know, halfway through or what have you. But I don't think that would be a bad idea either, doing like a chase variant. I mean, it would be rough to try and get hold of a chase variant Ultimates figure, wouldn't it? But
Yeah, I mean, unless you could intentionally, yeah, I don't know how you'd do that. I mean,
it'd be
would
really
you,
hard, wouldn't it? And
especially
really
like I'd get
expensive.
annoyed if I pre-ordered a $55 single figure and didn't get the one that I wanted, or if they started
Yeah.
doing them as blind packs, a $55 blind pack figure, no way I would get that. No way.
The other thing people are saying is the packaging could be interesting as well. But as we've seen
Yeah.
with, if you look at the previous ones, they don't do a lot different. Like the packaging stays the same, it's just recolored. So I imagine this one will probably be very similar to the Zartan packaging with maybe, I mean, it'd be nice if they did something different with it. Maybe had it as the, like a scene, you know, like made it like the scene from Jungle Trap, you know, kind of in that kind of like Middle Eastern market sort of thing. That would be kind of cool. And I think that might be one of those things that could sell that figure. Do you know what I mean? Like that display packaging could have a lot to do with it.
Well, even if it's not in that, I mean, it would be kind of nice if he's actually wearing the robe in the package, just so that the packaged,
Holding the
well,
flute as well.
even that, like I'm playing devil's advocate here with myself, and even that could be dangerous down the road, because then you may end up wondering what the figure looks like without that on there. And are you getting a decent Zartan
Yeah,
if they end
it'd be
up
like
kind
the
of
whole,
filming somewhere?
it would be the whole window box controversy
Yeah,
all over again, wouldn't it?
exactly.
It's like,
Yeah.
well, we can't see what the deco apps are like. And it'd be
Yeah.
like, okay, yeah, good point. It's you can see it, but he's covered in a robe. So good luck.
It just would be nice if you did have both of them, though, and you were keeping them in the package to have them actually look different than each other.
Yeah, totally. Anyway, that is Zartan, and we'll probably you probably we won't see any. We probably won't get more information about this until much closer to SDCC, unless like we get. Image leaks or you know that kind of thing like from you know the actual figure early on, which has happened. But it'll probably be closer to SDCC that we find out all the details and stuff like that. But anyway, as well as that, oh, I did a comparison. There's a deco comparison of the two, and as you can see, it is different. But again, you're talking shades, aren't you? So the skin tone is lighter. The red or the kind of like maroon or burgundy is a lot deeper, a lot darker, a lot richer. The blue is a lot darker and deeper again. There's black instead of dark gray on the kind of gloves, the shoulder pauldrons, and the holster and the boots. And then now this is an interesting thing. It's almost like a little bit more metallic-y silver, isn't it, on the shoulder pieces compared to the gray on the Wave 4 figure. And again, like a little bit shinier on the boots where there are kind of silver pieces as well. Yeah, again, first of all, I would say that the image on the right isn't the best quality, but I doubt it's going to be that far off that it isn't a difference in deco. But again, we'll have to wait till the figure comes out and we can see these two figures next to each other to really get the comparison. But again, Pat, is it enough for you, mate?
Yeah, I'm also focused on the fact that the belt is a little bit different, but yeah, I mean, until we're looking at the two figures next to each other instead of renders, and one render being a lower resolution, I don't really think that we can be sure.
Agreed. Toy Bounty Hunter says, do you think a Zartan in an Arctic coat and a gem that answers all his questions would have been better? I would have been all over that, wouldn't you, Pat? The kind of the winter jacket, like that could, I mean, probably not a secondary, but you could definitely do, or a soft good, but you could definitely do like a different body and arms for him and keep the legs, waist and head. And then you've only got a gem and then all the other accessories. So I think you probably could have gotten away with that tooling wise.
Yeah, perhaps. And now I'm thinking even his Arctic coat or this soft goods needs to be like made of the same material as Hypercolor stuff.
So everything's changing color for you, isn't it?
Yeah. Zartan changed color all over.
Yeah. There was never a Shadow Ninja Zartan, was there? That's a shame.
No. And that never made sense to me, but they didn't do any of the figures with that sort of twisting waist in the Shadow Ninjas. So I kind of thought maybe that was some sort of complication of making that color-changing plastic safe with whatever action that was.
Do you think the interior was a bit too complicated and it showed up a lot more in
it
that?
It could be, yeah.
Plastic? Yeah, because you want it when it's transparent to have as little like stuff getting in the way as possible and stuff like that, aren't you?
Right. I mean, they weren't really...
No, they weren't.
It wasn't really transparent. Since that seemed to be the plan early on, I think that was what affected it. That makes sense, yeah.
But I would say that how cool would that be, as a side note, to be a Super 7 O-ring release, a Shadow Ninjas Zartan and a Shadow Ninjas... who else was wasn't in there?
Chabang,
yeah.
Dice.
Yeah. Get them in there. Get them in the Shadow Ninjas. There you go. Done. There's a whole bunch of figures they can do. Anyway.
Scarlet?
Oh, yeah, of course. No Shadow Ninja Scarlet. Oh, God, that is a travesty. Okay. There you go. There's a four-pack sorted. Anyway, Zartan, there you go. Now, reaction. We also got Entertainment Earth posted pre-orders on their website for Snow Serpent, Red Jackal, and Sabretooth. And we got some promo images for those as well. So this is the Sunbow Snow Serpent, which I think looks really good. Quite into this. I love the fact that they've gone like super, super close to the Sunbow animation model, which is great. And yeah, really, really vibing on this one. Quite a nice figure. What are your thoughts on the Snow Serpent, buddy?
Yeah, I like that they've gone all in and really made him look, you know, the way that Sunbow kind of didn't use a ton of color on the character.
Yeah, they kept it very simple, didn't they, a lot of the time, especially with the Snow Serpents, who they left the little parachute pack, didn't they, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But yeah, really nice. Nice one there. Then we got the card back with the cross cell. And I'm just trying to see if there's anything. No, it's just, yeah, this cool. This is a Sunbow Snow Serpent in the image, which is nice. A nice little promo image that the other two didn't get, unfortunately, or don't have yet. I'm sure they'll pop up soon. But this is a nice shot of the Snow Serpent in the snow. Are you in that mode at the moment, Pat, where you're so excited for O-ring that reaction is just kind of maybe misfiring a little bit for you?
That's safe to say. The speed that they were coming out really softened my enthusiasm for this line. Like, the, you know, eight or nine army builders, sometimes it was just too much to keep up with for me. You know, so I am behind on this as much as I am on classified stuff. So
yeah,
I am very much looking forward to not only a reset of sorts, but also the format that I wanted to begin with. And I do like the pop of yellow that they've put on the eyes on this figure.
Yeah, really. Again, they've gone real close to the model, which is great. I really like this one as well. I think it's really nice. I'd like to see them do the same thing with O-Ring, actually. I'd like to see us get Snow Serpents in the Sunbow style in O-Ring. I think that would be really cool.
Yeah,
because again, very different to the Snow Serpent figure that came out in, you know, in the vintage era. So I think it would be definitely worth doing. A lot of troopers actually that are very Sunbow like esque, like even the Cobra Trooper, you could do some real nice O-Ring Cobra Troopers that look nothing like the vintage figure and very much like the animation model.
You know, really very wide neck collars.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, or literally like almost a cleavage is that the necks are that wide. Yeah. So yeah, that's cool. Then of course we've got amazing Red Jackal. Now there's some fun things about this one actually. Like, I didn't put the comparison picture in, which I forgot to do, but it's a different head sculpt to the one with Destro, I'm pretty sure.
I can't tell. I'm not sure.
Oh right, okay. I for some reason when I saw them next to each other, I'm like, they're not the same head sculpt. But maybe it's just the way the lighting was on it or the deco is. But they look different to me. I could be completely wrong. Probably am. But this is a nice one. I love the fact they've got a Red Jackal as if he would appear in the Sunbow cartoon on the file card as well. I think that's really fun. Like, you know, they've made it so that he is, you know, effectively it's Destro from the Sunbow cartoon, but they've put the Red Shadows logo on there and everything. It's wicked. Yeah, so that's great. And then here, yeah, this is the, I mean, for me, the head looks completely different.
Well, the problem is everything that I see of Destro is the actual figure, where it looks like we're looking at a render again here. So I really just can't be sure. And it's so shiny compared to the figure that came out. So I don't know.
The thing is, when I look at the other Destro figure, the shape of the face is different. The cheekbones are completely different. The ears are different shapes. To me, I can't see how these are the same at all. And it also looks like the neck studs are actually on the body as opposed to the bottom of the neck piece, which looks to be completely different design and style on the other Destro figure. So when I look at them side by side there, I'm like, no, they are completely different, like different shape and everything. There's not much on there that makes me think they're the same figure. Head-wise.
Yeah, I'm looking at both of those, and it one looks to me like the finished figure, and the other one looks like the render. I kind of even wonder if they may have miscolored. Like, I can't remember how the neck is separated on the original Destro. Is it that they painted the top of the torso silver? You know,
that is a good question.
I can't remember how that is really even separated. So these are different. I don't see a reason why they would have made a new head sculpt just for Red Jackal. Maybe they'd already done one they planned to use for Destro, but since they really haven't been doing that a ton, my guess is that it's just a difference of the render and final figure.
Because we have had, I'm just looking at this. It looks to me like every version of Destro I've seen has the bottom of their neck on the head sculpt has the studs, and the body on this one looks like it has the studs, but it doesn't look like the render either of the other renders. Again, very different shapes, but again, I could be wrong.
And do you think that they're actually going to chrome the head, or is this just the render?
I think you're right. This is just a render, 100%. It's not the actual, probably final figure, and it's very likely that it's probably exactly the same. But looking at the other renders, they look different to me. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at other renders of Destro, Python Patrol 1, regular Destro.
Okay.
And they look different. But again, you're right. It could be that they just end up all being the same and they're using the same mold and that stuff. What I'm really happy with is the fact that they kept the medallion on the chest and they painted the logo over the medallion. And that is something that Brian said was going to happen and that they definitely wanted to happen because it was, you know, keeping it very close to the original. The other thing to look at maybe is the this red jackal on the cover of Toy Collector, because that will definitely tell us what kind of head we're in, because that wasn't a render. That was the actual figures.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
As far as I can tell, the head looks very similar to the original Destro head, but the studs are on the body. So as you can see there, there's the head. You can see it's different to the one that's on the render. So it could be very similar to the original figure. And then the studs, you can see, are on the actual body, much like the render's showing there.
See, none of that's making sense, because now you're saying that they've retold. You know, that thought would mean that they would have to retool like a new body and a new head just to have a very similar looking thing in order to do a character that is just a straight repaint anyway.
But I can't see it. I can't find an image of a Destro regular, if you know what I mean, like just the actual action figure. So what I'm saying is it's probably just a repaint, but I can't find one that isn't just a render.
See, I thought that the one that was showing up for me from Big Bad Toy Store has a picture, I thought, of the actual figure.
Is it on like a promo image, or is it like on an image like this?
It's...
You know, like when they do like a shot of the figure and a Dio scene or something?
Oh, no, it's a shot like this.
Because that's where you're going to get the true, you know, image of what the figure looks like. And as far as I can tell, mate, the Python Patrol Destro, wow, that's crazy. That looks also like it has a different kind of design. So maybe they have made it differently. No, I see what it is. The studs are on the body, but they're painted. So as you can see there, that's the head on Destro.
Even looking at the picture of Python Patrol Destro that's a render, like the space between his ears and his collar is spaced the same way as this red jackal. As if it's the same render repainted.
Right. So that's why I'm looking at the action figure, the actual action figure itself. That's why I'm looking at the actual action figures to see what the actual figure is probably going to look like. And I'm saying to you that this render is probably not to be trusted that we're looking at now on screen, because it's probably going to be this figure repainted. I'm saying if it turns out to look like that render, then we've got a new build, a new head sculpt, et cetera, et cetera. But as it is, it's probably going to be like this. You know, like as we've just seen with this.
Yeah, you could see
looking at the actual action figure itself. That's what I'm guessing. That's my thought process, is what I'm getting at. What I was trying to do was see if there was any comparison that we could gauge. But you're right. This is probably just a render of the same thing we've seen over and over again. They've just redecoed it. Like CGI sort of style. Yeah.
The picture on Toy Collector, it really does look really shiny. So I wonder what they're doing, because I don't think they've chromed the whole thing, because even the gauntlets look shiny.
I did ask him that on the interview about the chroming process, and I'm pretty sure he said chrome paint is what they use. Or like not chrome paint, but like shiny paint is what they use, rather than doing a chrome effect. So I don't know really at the end of the day on that one. If this, you know, maybe they've changed or they're going to do something, but I can't see them doing chrome, because, or vac metal, I should say, right? But I think it is just a paint that they use now. Jedi Ben, thank you so much for the super chat. My wife thinks it's fun the way you say figure. I say figure. Pat says figure, I think, don't you, Pat?
Figure.
I say figure.
I know some people actually locally who say figure or figure, like you do.
Like you can't even say it. You've too many years of rolling those R's. Figure. So that's which one though? Are you saying the way I say it or the way Pat? Which one do you prefer? Now you've got to do another super chat. I'm just kidding. You don't have to say it.
I guess he didn't say which way he says it, but.
No,
his wife finds it odd the way that you say.
Does your wife find it weird that I say it weird, or that Pat says it weird? We need to know. Oh, it's the accent.
Oh.
Now you talk again. That doesn't help, because I don't know where you're based, Jedi Ben. So he could work both ways. So what is it, mate? Tell us. Which one says it weirder, me or Pat?
Well, that's what I'm saying. I don't know if it's an accent thing, because locally I know somebody who says it the way that you do.
Right. That's even weirder. He's from Indiana. Okay, so it's me he's talking about. The wife thinks it's weird that I say figure wrong. Is that correct? We're not talking until he clears this up. You, Pat sounds fine. I'm glad that you wrote the Pat bit afterwards, because if you just said you, I'd have been like, dude, you have got to be specific here. No, that's great. That's hilarious. Not weird, fun. That's great. It's fine. I think that's brilliant. So that is that's Jackal. Red Jackal. We also get Sabretooth, which again, I'm still really happy that they went with Sabretooth. Are you, Pat, with the name?
Yeah, for sure. I always wondered if they were able to do that, but apparently they can. If there's a space in it, as there was.
Yeah. Do you think they did that back in the day because of that Marvel Sabretooth thing? Or do you think it was just how Sabretooth Tiger is spelt?
I mean, I think that Sabretooth as a character was still rising in popularity, and there was not really a Marvel toy line at the time, I don't think.
They're hyphenated, apparently.
Was.
It's hyphenated usually, by the looks of things.
Oh, in Marvel it's hyphenated usually?
No, in standard real terminology. Okay. And it's S-A-B-E-R hyphen tooth as well. So that's also quite interesting.
Right.
But then I've seen it Sabretooth, S-A-B-E-R, one word as well. That's really, really, maybe it doesn't matter. Maybe it's one of those ones that no one cares, McLeod. Nobody cares. But Interesting. Marvel Sabretooth is one word. This is two. Yeah, we're aware of that, WJ. I was talking about... the thing is, even with that, you'd be surprised at some of the legal kind of wording around these kind of things. It's not as simple as just put a space in between it, because people can, they can contest certain things being very close to one another, even if they are different in some way. There's even, I believe, a little bit of if people could be bothered to go and do it, I think there's even issues when you have what Hasbro used to do to get around some of these things by putting the code name in between the real name, like Stuart Outback Selkirk, for example, right? There's even an issue where you could, if they wanted to, contest the use of Outback in that name as well. So there's it's not black and white a lot of the time, the legal stuff, but it's just some ways to get around certain things. Anyway, I'm glad they used it. Is the end of the day. I'm glad they managed to utilize it, and hope they don't get sued in some way.
Right,
that would suck.
Yeah, the other thing they sometimes do is just they'll do like a G.I. Joe's Sabretooth or Marvel's.
Right, yeah. Sabretooth. Exactly. And again, I think that could even be contested sometimes. But you're not going to bother, are you? Let's face it, there's not going to be a need necessarily to do it unless, you know, it's affecting something of yours, I guess. Sabretooth, mercenary. They've gone a different direction with this particular character and the bio than, say, Wreckage, which is interesting, Pat. I should have zoomed in on this, but effectively, this guy's a merc and Joe pay him for his services, which is interesting. And I also like the fact, again, I think they've used Firefly from the Sunbow on the file card. Again, I like what they've done here. And it's interesting, again, that they've gone a different direction to Hasbro, who have obviously, you know, taken the Wreckage kind of description on. And do you think they've separated them for a reason? Or do you think it's just two companies working separate from each other, coming up with different things here?
There's so much confusion. Like, if you were actually to only read about all these characters through the file cards over the years, it would be so confusing
Yep.
whenever code names with like sometimes file names get reused
Cliff Mewett.
for which one's that?
Cliff Mewett is Colonel Courage and Airwave.
Yeah, see that's confusing. I mean, but coming from me, it shouldn't be.
Not Picard, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I mean, it's possible for two humans to have the same name. Trust me. But
Oh, Pat, I loved you in X-Men.
but yeah, it is confusing. I like to think like if I were to write one G.I. Joe file card, I would write it as one of the Cobra characters, maybe as like a Data Viper or something, and just indicate that they've been hacking file cards for years as a way of getting out of some of the hard facts that are written on some of these things. I don't think they've done a bad job, but I think that it is a little odd that that they have to in order to make Sabretooth separate from Wreckage, which I don't think that I would necessarily want him to be exactly the same anyway.
It's cool. I it's interesting that like they come up with these different things, but then it'll get approved even though they know a wreckage is coming. Like I don't know. I just feel like there's a bit of a disconnect sometimes
Yeah.
in the kind of like copy
Yeah.
aspect. Anyway, here is the figure in full in on white background, so we can see that lovely deco. And I think he came out really good. Very simple. He's got a cool rifle, even if it isn't Recondo's, which we were talking about before. That
Yeah.
would have been fun, wouldn't it, to have Recondo's rifle in there? But again, I feel like I mean, some of those are, so I'm not surprised that was missed, because even I hadn't noticed that for the longest time. Like, I hadn't noticed that he was holding Recondo's rifle in those images. And I probably would have just, if someone, you'd have asked me off the top of my head, what rifle does Sabretooth have in the catalog? Off the top of my head, I probably would have gone Fireflies, like not really realizing that. So I can
Yeah.
understand that an homage like that might be dropped quite easily. Anyway, anywho, I think that's everything for Super 7. The next bit of news is Classified. No, it's not. It's Wrath of Cobra. We've got loads to do. We've got Wrath of Cobra next. Let's do Yes, the G.I. Joe Wrath of Cobra video game has dropped as a demo on Steam, and we got a cool two-level playthrough prior to that coming out by Cool Toy on YouTube. So links in the description if you want to check those out. I watched the playthrough the other day. The game looks so good. I was really impressed with how it plays, with how it moves, with how the characters kind of move and how they kind of interact with their environment. Just out of interest, Pat, have you seen any of the gameplay footage other than the videos that have been up?
I clicked on the review and then I just thought, you know what, I'm going to be playing this. Why am I going to be spoiling it for myself?
Right, right.
I turned it off.
It's a shame that I totally understand that, because you don't want to spoil any of the kind of like, the kind of like the surprises and stuff. But I wanted to see it really just to gauge the mechanics and all of the different kind of aspects of the game, and it really impressed me so much. And I was like, initially when we first saw image like footage of the gameplay, I was like, it looks fun, it looks cute, but does it stand up to like other games in the similar kind of style, like Turtles and the arcade games, like for those? And I really do think it does, and I love the personality with each of the characters. The fact that you can pick up the blimmin' the laser rifles and everything, and all the different kind of elements, and it's just great. I really, really enjoyed it. And that, obviously you get to see the Baroness in this, as well as one of the baddies, which Duke is fighting here. And as you can see, when you kind of like knock a trooper down, if they're holding one of those laser blasters, they'll drop it and you can pick it up and start using it. And when it runs out of ammo, they throw it. The last one, they'll throw it at one of the the kind of bad guys instead, which is kind of fun. And of course, they played two levels, and Scarlet got kind of give it a gameplay as well, and she's really cool. And she has a special move where, like, you know how Duke brings on an airstrike, basically. I think we've seen that in all the videos. When Scarlet does hers, she fires her crossbow in the air and all the crossbow bolts come down like in, you know, like an airstrike sort of thing. It's really fun. But the snake arm is really neat. Oh, at this game, man, I can't. Are you excited as much as I am here, Pat, with this one? I'm pretty sure you are from the last.
Yeah, week. I am really looking forward to this. I don't really know why neither one of us thought to actually download the demo and play it.
Well, you say that. I had so much issue with Steam. I spent an hour, not kidding you, trying to do, prove you're not a robot captures. To sign into the just to do a
is that how you've been making all these videos so quickly? Are you a robot?
I'm AI. Yeah, every now and again you'll see the screen glitch. It's because I'm created from AI. I mean, I do say some cringe stuff sometimes, so clearly I am mainly AI generated. But honestly,
no, I see you have five fingers there when you held up your hand. So you're
what was that? I swear to God, I for some reason could not identify a cycle to save my life. I couldn't find the car. I couldn't find the stairs. What was going on with me? Fire hydrants was another one.
One of those ones where just like the corner of a stair is included,
dude,
in one of the things?
And I think I was overthinking
it.
I think I was overthinking it. And because I was overthinking it, I was then becoming, oh, clearly you're not human. Because it would be like, click on everything that's a cycle. Does that include the cyclist? Because his head's in one of those boxes. And then in the next box, him and the cycle are in it. Do I count the head or not? Like, it genuinely, I was like, probably not. Just focus on the cycle. Incorrect. Like, oh, for goodness sake, what am I doing wrong? Like, I was trying to get, like, you know, if the wheel was like just a slip,
yeah, exactly,
element.
Or like the rear view mirror of a motorcycle. It's like, well, does that not count?
That's what I thought. The traffic lights piss me off as well, because it'd be like the box of the traffic lights is a corner of it in this ever so slight bit, but then the major bits of the traffic lights you get, and then you it must be that one as well. So you click on that, and it's like, no, like, what? What do you want? Just the lighty bits, not the boxy bits. Like the pole attached to the light not count? Like, what are you asking me? Anyway, I hate it. So I can't pass captures to save my life. Can anyone else pass captures, by the way? Oh, Jody had the same thing happen with Steam. Do you know what I think it was actually? I think it was, I would redo it, because it say, you know, you're clearly not human. Try again. And so I'd try again. And I think you're caught in a loop where the previous one was wrong and that doesn't go away. So you have to like refresh it and start again. And I gave up after a while and just put a different email address in and went with a different email address, got the capture right, and everything was fine. So I think it was more a coding issue than me not being human. Although I know a lot of people will probably say in the comments, it's probably that I'm not human, and I understand.
But so you got past it, but you never did Wrath of Cobra.
Well, do you know why? Because this all happened this morning.
Oh.
And so I did it early, and I was going to, right, I'll have a little play of this to see what's going on. No, that's, and then I got it, finally got in there, Pat, minutes before I sent you the the link to go live. And by that point it then said, this doesn't your software's too advanced at the moment, we don't have a thing. Like, it's basically they're not doing, like, I think Mac OS passed a certain time or whatever. So I was like, oh, for goodness sake. So then I had to like download another thing, and that didn't work. So by that time it was like too late. But I genuinely wanted to try it out when I got time. That was this morning. And there you go. Isn't that annoying? So I would have played it. And I will as soon as I can figure out a way to do it, I will.
Yeah, I'm thinking that I need to give it a try as well. I'm pretty excited for this game.
You've got a PC, right?
Yeah, right now I'm on my, it's a laptop, but yeah, I'm hoping it'll run this game.
I'm sure it will. I'm sure you'll be okay with Steam. I think it's just because I've got Mac, and then I tried it on my Xbox One, and then that was like, no thanks, mate. So really annoyed. Anyway, I will definitely try and play this game somehow, somewhere. I'm just going to email Kerry and say, hey, can you send me this game so I don't have to so I don't have to actually prove I'm not human to somebody. Yeah, I love this. This, honestly, it looks phenomenal. A little bit of Dr. Mindbender in there. Again, this isn't spoiling anything. This is all like screenshots from stuff that we've seen in the past as well. Although I did take it from the demo footage, but it's all stuff that we've already seen in, in videos and all sorts of stuff. But what's really cool about Dr. Mindbender, because this we've seen this as well, he clones himself for little periods. So you end up with this, like, you know, having to fight multiples, which is kind of fun.
I guess I don't remember him having red pants and a purple cape.
That might have been a change in deco. I've got screenshots galore from before, so and definitely ones of Dr. Mindbender. But it's going to be difficult trying to find what they are, where they are. But you might be right. That might have been a deco change, up to this point. So you can only play as Joes. Hopefully, we'll get a DLC where we can play as Cobra. Apparently that is, I mean, I spoke to Kerry about that on an interview, Jody, which you can check out on our channel. And he did discuss that as possible going in the future to do some sort of a Cobra play as kind of Cobra kind of thing as well. Do we know which characters are playable? Yes. Snake Eyes, Scarlet, Duke, Gung Ho, Roadblock, and Ripcord, I believe. And I know that didn't we get like additions very recently of, I want to say, Shipwreck and Lady J. I think that I think that was dropped. We reported on it like a while back. So they might be kind of DLC, or they might be kind of like unlockables or something in the future. But those were definitely shown off, like the little avatars were shared. Really, really cool. I'm really excited, man. So excited for this game. It's just going to be the best. And I'm definitely going to try and download that demo again, even though I failed so miserably this morning. Coolsies. Anyway, let us know in the comments if you're excited for Wrath of Cobra and who you want to play as well, because that's a good point, actually, Pat. Who are you going to go straight to for your playable character?
I'll probably just go in order. Like, whatever the screen is, I'll just play through the characters in order so that I don't miss any.
I like
it. And if I play the demo, are even all the characters in the demo?
Off the top of my head, I don't think he chose characters. I think they were already pre-selected. I think it was Duke and Scarlet specifically for each level. But you might be able to choose. I just don't recall on the video if you did or not. Can't wait for this one. Need to add Lifeline to Wrath of Cobra, says Ben. That would be kind of fun. That would be really fun. Snake Eyes all the way, says Joe. Snake Eyes easy mode, says Pastor Pierogi. I guess. I mean, they'll all be available, I think. Playing the demo now, says Liquid Identity 101. Only Duke and Scarlet in the demo. There you go. Thank you, Liquid Identity. They can mod the skins, Figure 6 Pack. They've shown very recently different skins for different characters, including Snake Eyes, and Duke got a Tiger Force one, and Roadblock got a Tiger Force one. Ripcord got Night Force, and there were others as well. Sunbow, I want to say, or Deke colors. We posted them not too long ago. Go scroll through our images. You'll see I posted kind of screens of the new kind of like figure skins. So they'll have new skins as well for downloadable content.
I totally missed it.
Yeah, they're really cute. That was the same time, I think, that Shipwreck and Lady J were revealed. Scarlet should get a Glenda skin. That would be kind of fun, Jody. Yeah, that would be really, really awesome. Stop trying to make Nightforce Ripcord a thing. He is, Ryan. You can't stop it now. He stole all Crazy Legs gear as well. Right, that's Wrath of Cobra. Last, but certainly not least, we have a bit of classified news to talk about, which shouldn't take too long. Yeah, Yes, in the week, Ken Christiansen had posted some very cool concept inputs of the HISS tank, the HasLab HISS tank that he worked on. And Paul Harding posted his sculpt work for Retro Scarlet as well. So we thought we'd have a look at some of these. We always like to see these images, don't we, Pat, in the kind of like the kind of behind the scenes sort of development process of the line. The HISS tank looks pretty cool as well, actually.
Yeah, I kind of feel rewarded as just somebody following G.I. Joe to have these after the item's already out. It's like, what, it doesn't hurt anything to have all the stuff kind of shown to us later, I think. So
it's, absolutely. It's nice. You don't have to wait like 30 years for it to come out, kind of thing.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, like we have with the vintage era, basically. Yeah, and this is cool. Like, obviously, we've got the full kind of geared up, all the different elements kind of set up for the HISS tank here. Then we've got kind of stripped down, and then we've got like, yeah, just the basic kind of HISS tank, which is nice. We've also got the front shot and the bum shot. There you go, the back shot, lovely stuff. Above, like pretty much any angle you can think of, we have from Ken. And again, just showing you kind of the breakdowns, the underneath. This was a really interesting section because I didn't even contemplate the fact that these would all have to be done. Of course they would, but your seat setup, the seat belt, and the control sticks as well, which is kind of cool to see them all like spread out and shown off like in separate sections. But of course all these have to be like done because they're all separate parts of the vehicle, aren't they?
Well, yeah, it would have been nice if this would have remained a separate part of the vehicle, because there was an unofficial kit from Non-F that was going to replace this seat with a two-seater four inch. Yeah, exactly. And then whenever they glued this in, that was scrapped.
That's a shame, isn't it? I bet you were dying for that.
That was.
Yeah, that would have been your, yeah, that would have been your reason for living on that HISS tank HasLab, basically. And then, of course, we've got the gun turret segment and the interior, the cockpit interior, I guess, with the, what's it called? Like that kind of metal kind of backing kind of panel.
The diamond.
That's what it is. Yeah, you're right. So that's cool. And then, of course, we have the figure to scale as well to make sure that everything fit. And the new canopy as well, which is on top there as well. But it's always cool to get these. I really do like seeing this kind of stuff. And it's interesting as well, like looking at it, you know, in like this phase and going that it is that, but it's much, much bigger. that thing is still remarkable. Like it's one of the craziest things I've ever purchased, I think. That and Unicron for me are the two most ridiculous things I think I own in terms of size. Did you get Unicron, Pat?
Yeah.
Did you?
I didn't open them yet.
Oh my God. I thought you were going to say, yeah, but he devoured my house and moved on or something.
No, things are just still too messy around here. My house has just been in a constant state of more stuff coming in.
Yeah.
More stuff to manage. You know, I have work to do.
As if.
You know what I mean? And there's never been a time where I've felt like, oh, it's an okay time to pull out that incredibly huge item and do something with it. I mean, I guess I'm guilty of, you know, opening up the new Diaclone huge item, but not Unicron that's been here for a long time. But just how it is. There's a big Millennium Falcon waiting to be opened. There's a HISS tank waiting to be opened. I just haven't gotten around to this stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it happens. I totally understand. My Unicron, though, I must admit, was out as soon as I got it, and we put it on display in the middle of the house, basically.
I recall.
You're
the first person to tell me about something missing from the instructions.
Oh my God. That was the worst part of the whole thing. I just wanted to put him on his stand, but there is no instruction as to, there's like a phase where you have to literally half transform the bottom, flip something back through, close it again, and then insert the stand. But it doesn't tell you that in the instructions. So you're kind of like, it says like to fold it down and then slide the stand in. But when you're doing that, it's like literally pushing this bit of plastic out, which is like outside and doesn't look right. And you're like, why is this bit out here per the instructions? So then I looked at a video straight away and they're like, oh yeah, don't go by the instructions, follow this video. And I was like, friggin' hell, man. Because at one point I was like trying to force it on. And you know, when you feel that resistance, you're like, no, no, let's not do
right. that. Yeah.
Breakage or whatever. I got lucky. I will say though, never transformed it in my life. He came out of the box in planet mode. I did the little few additions to make it the full planet mode, put it on the stand, and did not touch it at all after that, because all I hear are bad stories about the transformation. They say it's like really horrible and it doesn't feel good. And the robot form is pretty cool, but there's a lot of kibble. There's a lot of like panels that are like folded up next to each other. So I was just happy to have it in its, you know, in its planet form, because that's the coolest form anyway. And that's when you hear, that's the bit when it comes
to the corner.
That bit, that's the bit that I care about. Anyway, yeah, so I totally understand, mate. Unicron can stay in his box for all I care. Right, we also got these lovely sculpt shots of Scarlet as well, Retro Scarlet, courtesy of Paul Harding. Cool again to see the figure like this, isn't it? Because it almost like, it's hard to kind of almost envision sometimes with the deco and all that kind of stuff on. Like, you know, you look at this, you kind of go, huh? Like it took my brain a few minutes to kind of work things out, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, and it's also nice to not have to do the opposite and see this and wonder what it would look like in color.
Exactly. Yeah. Isn't that neat? So again, beautiful work, a cracking figure, and genuinely like cannot wait to see not just Scarlet but also Glenda as well utilizing this body as well, which is very, very cool and exciting. So yeah, brilliant work there. Right, we'll just quickly rinse through Pat's favorite stuff. Just a quick rinse over. We're not going to do a full-on shower here, just going to be a quick rinse. Do your armpits and your grundle and then we'll move on. Right, leak listings 2024, nothing's really changed here. I did, however, reveal on the last episode that HB Zorak, the Walmart set, is a two-pack. Not a troop builder two-pack, but a two-pack. So there you go. That was my little bit of extra information on that one. And if you did miss that on the last news burst I did, which was, I think, was it yesterday or the day before? It was the day before yesterday. It's Thursday. Then there you go. There's another bit of extra information for you. So HB Zorak is a two-pack, and that is a Walmart exclusive. So that is all I can tell you about that particular thing. And that's the only update. If you've been paying attention to these little kind of updates recently, then the rest is all very self-explanatory. And there you go. Right. Next, 2025 or 2025, as normal people would say, I have just removed the yellow bar around Dinosaur Neil because that is now officially a listing. It's no longer an update that it had been for like the last three or four episodes. I have removed that yellow bar. And if you know what I'm talking about, then you know what I'm talking about. But there you go. That is all we know currently for 2025. Xandar Saw Viper Leatherneck Dial Tone in the first four-figure wave of 2025, followed by Frag Viper, Blowtorch, and two others for the next, and then another eight figures blooming to come.
You know, I'm glad that whenever they were picking tick characters to use, that they didn't use the human bullet, because then I would definitely be expecting a bullet man.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Well, who's to say that that won't be utilized? Do you think that would be more like a legacy release? Do you think like a 60th?
Oh, that would be amazing. A bullet man in that line. Yeah, I don't think so, but.
That would be really cool, wouldn't it, actually? Because effectively, we do know that Legacy is going to be the name for 60th going forward, or at least we know that's the internal code word. So that listing at the bottom of the exclusives, Legacy RR Tommy, is a 60th one. Or, like I say, what 60th is going forward, because it can't be 60 a year later. It would be 61, or in this case, Legacy. Yeah, so that's pretty much all we know. We know that TT appears to be the designation for Pulse or Pulse Con exclusive. And we are assuming that Arthur Deluxe is the PulseCon exclusive because that's the only Deluxe in the TT groups. But that doesn't mean it is or will be. That's just an assumption on our part. We could be wrong. And of course, 9 retro classified figures, 3 waves of 3 to come as well. Pretty, I mean, that probably won't be all the listings of 2025. I imagine that's all the listings for the wave of 4 figures and for retro. But in terms of exclusives and other, I think that will probably grow a bit. And that said, that's a lot of figures, isn't it, Pat, over the year?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're certain all these are 2025. We're not looking already into 2026.
Well, I doubt it, but it's not beyond the realms of possibility. Like the Martin Nelson Moe Mr. Burns 4 figures could be revealed at the end of the year, but come out in 2026, couldn't they? It could be that kind of like staggered sort of situation. I would imagine we'll get pre-orders for those 4 maybe before the end of the year, or you could be right, it could just be going into 2026. Like those 4 at the bottom of the retail waves, they could just be doing 3 as per, and that last 4 could just be sneaking into the next year. I'm sure
that we'll get it.
The only thing that with that is that they seem to have been keeping to themes per year, and this is like obviously that Martin Nelson Moe Mr. Burns, that look, you know, that would obviously be the same theme. So, you know, but they have changed themes. Some characters have multiple code words. So just to really upset Pat on that one. So you never know. Anyway, that's 2025. The selfie series listings still don't know, but I'm assuming, and I think Pat was in agreement, plan and can. This was probably a plan and can scenario.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, probably not going to happen. It could be the relaunch of selfie series, but we don't think so. And then we have obviously what the official name only reveals that we're aware of at the moment, currently working on Let's Talk Classified Blowtorch, hopefully getting that one out for Sunday, but if not, Monday is my aim on that one. And and I'll be doing Road Pig and Once a Man Cobra Commander as well, but they're all the name only reveals we're aware of at the moment. So a lot of digital renders, a lot of pre-orders to come out of these guys. So excited to see these figures, like even in render form, I'm excited to see these figures. Then we've got the only digital renders that are left are the crew of the Dragonfly, Ripcord, Glenda and Crazy Legs. I'm again, fingers crossed, I'm speaking to Emily, Lenny and Tony on Tuesday. That's happening Tuesday. That's locked in. We'll be talking to them on Tuesday and hopefully we can get an update on these figures. If not, an idea as to when we will get an update on these figures. And who knows, maybe we can squeeze a name only reveal out of them. I'm going to try. Trust me, I'm going to try. That'd be great. So. Yeah, that'd be great. It'd be fun, wouldn't it, to get... That'd be the first time... Well, it'd be the first time we got a name only reveal. We did get confirmation that the Arctic Bat was coming on an episode once, which was nice. And we have had name only reveals on roundtable Q&As in the past where I've posted those as videos as well. But that I don't feel like that doesn't really count because everyone was aware of that at the time. So... if we can get a really cool, name only, that would be friggin' amazing. Brian Hickey. Yes, I will be talking to Brian Hickey, Christoph, very soon. The week got away from us, but hopefully next week we'll get that going and we'll be talking Battle Action Force, absolutely. And then, of course, we've got unofficial leaks, which, again, no changes really to really talk about. And that's pretty much it. Everything is as you were. So, Pat... let's get into shout outs, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you tried Hoarder yet? No? Well, you need to. If you have a collection of things and want to create a fun and easy way of organising it and, of course, showing it off, then get involved. You can post items and build collections, and you can drop a status like getting a fun delivery or seeing some awesome related stuff on your travels. Build your collections with Hoarder. The app is free to download on Google Play and the App Store, so what are you waiting for? Get to hoarding. Shout outs. You go first, Pat.
Shout out to Philip. We were just talking in the last 12 hours. It's always fun to talk to Philip.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Any videos on the horizon then, Pat, in that case?
I certainly hope so. I am not going to have any time this week. So it's going to have to be something from Philip or something from me very, very quickly at the end of the month.
Quick, do it now. You should have been, have you been just like, were you doing your homework when you're at school? Like when you're literally the teacher's walking around collecting it. That's what you're going to be doing, isn't it? Like at the end of this.
You've done that then as well? Has everybody done that? They're
Everyone's done
finishing it.
that.
They're
I
finishing it as the
remember
teacher's
doing that.
collecting.
I remember doing that once, I think in science. I remember I was like frantically trying to finish some stuff as they're like going around. It was a big group, thankfully, and I managed to just get do enough bare minimum before they came and got it. But the thing is, hot like homework became more complex after that. Like it wasn't just like filling a form in or a sheet or something. The one thing I used to absolutely destroy me was when I would forget to get forms signed for like, like going away, like going on trips and stuff like
Oh,
that.
really?
The amount of times I had to forge my parents' signature on something. Because I would just forget to get that thing signed, or I would leave it at home, like on the table. And then I'd be like, oh man, that was the worst, because you couldn't forge anything. You didn't have the bloody form in the first place. But I remember definitely on the bus. I remember doing homework on the bus as well, back seat of the bus, going over all sorts of bumps and stuff and trying to, like, I don't know, write an essay or something. It was the
I would do
why?
that on the way home because my ride was an hour.
Man, that's fortunate. Jedi Ben, thank you so much for the super chat, mate. Chris and Pat, thanks for the Saturday morning fun and all that you do. I very much enjoyed the conversation, and my wife didn't realize this was live. She couldn't believe someone asked the figure thing. Sorry, figure thing. Amazing. Thank you, Jedi Ben. Very much appreciated. And shout out to your wife as well. What's her name? No, you don't have to tell us a full name and address. No, just kidding. I was going to give her a shout out, but that's cool. I'll just say Jedi Ben's wife. Shout out to Jedi Ben's wife. Anyway, Pat, there's Phil. We've done that now. We can move on. Articulated points to come once once Pat has done his homework in the back of a car on his way home from school. Then, of course, obviously, my wonderful wife Kate and Phoebe's upstairs at the moment. Nearly done, and then we've got a lot of work to do. Currently working on a kitchen, so that's been kind of crazy. Like I said, we just had like some plugs fitted, so that at least that ridiculously hard bit is out of the way. We're going to be working on that again today, which is nice. And getting that nice. We got a stove delivered the other day and a dishwasher. My goodness, it's all happening. It's all happening. Anyway, massive shout out to my wonderful wife, Kate. And of course, families in the UK and the US. We've got them coming to stay very soon. We've got Kate's mum and dad coming over very soon. And then we've got my mum and dad coming out in June, in June. So it's going to be really, June's going to be nuts. Because I'm going to have my folks here, and I'm going to somehow have to be doing news bursts every 5 minutes because of all of the news. It's going to be an absolute nightmare, isn't it? Anyway, can't wait. Also, shout out to Brian Sauer for all our amazing graphics, and of course for Assembly Required, because that is closing in November, the 8th and 9th, and Armour is just around the corner in June as well, Pat, which again you're involved with.
Yes, and there's an announcement coming on Monday.
Yep, I should
Yeah,
have clicked on that, shouldn't I?
according to yes.
Codename Iowa in the flesh. Armor 4 announcement coming Monday. And yeah, there you go. Excited. I wonder what it's going to be. Oh, theme, isn't it? It's the thematic announcement, I believe. It said on this particular post that I've got on screen at the moment. So excited to see what that's all about. RKW says Full Force does not endorse forgery. I don't endorse it. I just did it when I was a kid to make sure I went on a trip with the school, just because I forgot to get it done. I mean, it's hardly like major fraud of the highest order, but it's probably up there.
But if they were making sure that you weren't a robot, you wouldn't have gone on any school trips.
Exactly. Oh, this is me just failing captures in real life, wasn't it? That's what that was. How many cycles are on this form? None. Right, yeah, okay. So Armour 4, brilliant. As well as that, massive shout out to Dan Klingensmith Jr. and his current Kickstarter for Creating G.I. Joe, A Real American Hero, volumes 14 and 15. These are great books. Really, really enjoy these. And it's always great to get this information out, isn't it, Pat? And kind of like into people's hands.
Yeah, and these ones look like they're going to include a lot more of the can't stuff that was completely canceled. So this is
Ooh.
what I'm really looking forward to as far as the book series goes. This is probably going to be the best part for me. I think there's only 2 weeks left of this campaign, I believe. Is that
Okay.
right?
That sounds about right.
Yeah, so there's still some time left, but it's there if you'll head on over to Kickstarter.
Yep, link in the description as well if you can't find it. And yeah, go nuts. Again, is this this is was it the previous issues that you brought out that had the Night Force in them?
Yes.
It
Yeah, I
was,
think
wasn't it? It
so.
was
Yeah.
12 and 13, wasn't it? I think that had night, or one of them, 13 maybe had Night Force in it.
I can never remember which issue has what in it.
But that was so much fun. Like those cancelled figures and that was great. Like I love that, and that was kind of like quite hidden as well for a long period of time. Like that wasn't like very well known for the longest time. So
Right.
yeah, it's really great to kind of get this information out and finally see it presented in this official Hasbro officially licensed way. So yeah, go check out Dan's Kickstarter right now. Link in the description. Major Fraud, Chris's new code name. Brilliant. I'll take Major. That puts me up quite high, so I'm cool with that. Also, shout out to Kickly. We're on the Kickly gallery. I always forget that word. It's like the same problem I have with grappling hook. It's just G words, isn't it? Have you noticed? My G word vocabulary is very poor. But Kickly gallery here
The
with.
robot that is you just didn't have those
I
pages of the
just didn't.
dictionary.
No, I that was not uploaded to my mainframe dial tone. Anyway, there's the Crimson Guard, or the Crimson, forgot the last word because it begins with G, kind of shooting at some stuff, which is cool, very nice. But then also there's a little narrative that goes along with this one, because there they are again, but they're about to get absolutely taken to pieces by Hit and Run, Beachhead, and Alpine, who are all precariously hanging from, what are they, Pat? Grappling hooks.
Grappling hooks. Yeah, maybe
See?
once they get up there, they can find out what's inside those backpacks, because I've always wondered. That's all this is. It's just a battle to see what's inside the Crimson Guard
What's in
backpack.
there? I never know what's in there. Anyway, yeah, massive shout out to Kickly. And also this beauty of a commission that he did for Mark and Tim at Talking Joe. You can see Mark there working on a pack rat, and Tim there kind of providing some cover fire while they're getting absolutely obliterated, it would appear. But this is great. I love this. And also this kind of coincided with their interview with Kickly on Talking Joe. Link in the description to that interview. Go check it out. It's really awesome. And also, yeah, but how good is that, Pat? How good is that blooming commission? We need to get one for us, don't we?
Yeah, we should. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Is Mark, was he just like reading a file card? Is that what's next to him?
That looks like a file card, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
I must admit, I thought it was like some sort of tablet or something, some sort of electronic equipment. But now you've said it, I can't unsee file card there. That's amazing. I also love the fact that he's got a kind of Union Jack on his arm, and Tim's got a
Oh, yeah.
Stars and Stripes on his. I like
Yeah.
that. That's a nice touch. That's really fun. Love it. Absolutely love it. Okay, we'll reach out to Kickly, get a commission going. That would be really fun to do that and get him on the show as well. That'd be awesome, considering he's on the show every week.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. He's pretty much something new every week and always included in the shout outs.
So true. And that is it. That's everything, I think. Yeah. Thank you so much, guys, for the chat and the comments and the support and everything. We really appreciate it very much. Thank you for the super chats as well to those, especially Jedi Ben. Thank you, mate. And also shout out to your lovely wife, who thinks I say figure weird, which is totally fine. I probably do. Liquid Identity says CGs keep neatly pressed suits in their packs. Pat, that's what he thinks.
That's a good thought. Yeah, I like that one.
Ooh. Chris can be the EOD robot. Pat can be Captain Picard, says the figure six pack. That would be the weirdest ever commission, but I'm here for it. Yeah, I think we should. I'll reach out and we'll see if we can get a commission going, because that'd be really fun for the show. Anyway, thank you so much for watching. Pat, dude, thanks for jumping on, mate, again. Really appreciate it, buddy.
Yeah, it's fun as always. I appreciate being on.
Right then. We've done the PAT thing before, haven't we? Like BAT. Like a Pat Android
Trooper. I think
Trooper.
That we have. I don't remember what it stood for, though, the last time we said that.
I think it was we were saying that a PAT was responsible for all of the naked HD posts. That's what it was. But anyway, yeah, you remember that. We don't get those anymore, weirdly enough. Maybe they're just not interested anymore. Well, you've just given up. Have you quit that life now?
Sure. I mean, it had nothing to do with me, but...
So you say. Anyway, that's it for today. Stay fresh, cheese bags. And as always, you know what to do after three. 1, 2, 3.
Full fours.
Laters. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on X, formerly Twitter, at The Full Force, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. We've also added a brand new Instagram, so check us out there as well, at The Full Force Podcast. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on any of those platforms with feedback and questions. We also have a Patreon page, so if you want to show your support for the show, see your name up in lights on these videos, or enjoy exclusive bonus content, then check out patreon.com/TheFullForcePodcast or click on the link on any of the posts this podcast appears in. Full Force.